Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to turn the mic on. What's up, everybody? How you doing? This is Throwback Thursday, and this is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. How are you guys doing? I hope you are good as we go down memory lane together. And that was just Sky, the ladies of Sky, who will be on just a little later on in the show, like at the hour. And we're going to just chop it up with Denise, and she's going to just kind of share with us what's going on with the Ladies of Sky. As, you know, you're starting to see all these different groups starting to perform again, and life is like, it seems like it's just going on as usual, like it used to be. But, you know, it's kind of a strange dynamic because I see a lot of these concerts and some of them get canceled because of the, you know, the fear of people getting sick or not enough people have bought the tickets and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of, the dynamic is a little weird because it's, really want to get back out there. Just the musicians want to get back out there and perform, and also the listeners, the fans of the music want to get back out there and enjoy themselves, and the promoters want everybody to get back out there as well because that's the blessing to them. And so as they try to put this thing together, and then we deal with all of this roller coaster stuff, it's just crazy, right? It's crazy. So we just have to just kind of there. And just hang in there and do our best because it is coming back. It is coming together. I think we're going to be okay in this. So, but we just got to be patient, right? We got to be patient. So from what I understand, and I posted it in the group page, Sky has a new thing that they're going to be doing, and they're going to share that with us later on. All right? So just hang out. Man, that song, ooh. Call me. Oh, man, I tell you. That was a great song. And they started their career exactly the same year I started my career in 1979. And they came out with Call Me, and we came out with And the Beat Goes On for the Whisper. On and on and on from then on. So, anyway, let's just get the music going. Let's get going down memory lane together. This is Wardell Pastrana for Solar Records Radio. And I want you to know how much I appreciate you guys and love you. All right, so let's move it.
Pressure is rising. I started to believe I'd never find anyone. Doubter tried to convince me to give in. Said you can't win. But one day the sun came shining through. The rain had stopped and the skies were blue. And oh, what a revelation to see. Someone was saying, I loved you to me. On one in a million chance of a lifetime, and life showed compassion and sent to me a stroke of love called you. A one in a million you. I was a lonely man with empty arms to fill. Then I found a piece of happiness to call my own. And life is worth living again. For to love you to me is to live. Oh, one in a million chance of a lifetime, and life show compassion and a stroke of love called you. A one in a million you. A one in a million chance. Life show compassion and send to me a stroke of love called you. One in a million you. A one in a million.
You know, Larry Graham is the funk master. He's the creator of the plucky gun on the bass. And to hear him, you know, go there to this beautiful voice, this beautiful ballad voice. And man, oh man, one in a million youth. I mean, it's a touching thing because, you know, you just think about, you know, to hear somebody say, I love you to me, that's a line in the song. To hear somebody say, I love you to me, wow, that's big. That is huge because someone really says that, I mean, and they say it, and you can feel it. It is just so unbelievably good. It feels so good to be loved. It is just an amazing thing. And it's a gift. And we should never take it for granted for how it blesses your heart. it stops the bleeding for a minute. Because, see, life can be difficult, right? We have our ups and downs, and we have a grind that we're constantly in to be somebody, to do something with our life. And all of a sudden, we're just in this race, this life. We're just doing it. And we got to do something with it. You know, and as you're doing this, as you're running this race of life, and you're going through all the things, studying and trying to be the best you can be, you know, and falling and stumbling along the way and getting confused and getting in bad relationships along the way, but you got to keep going, right? You're still trying. You're trying to figure out who God is and what's this religion thing and all these things that happen in your life, and, you know, and how do you handle relationships when they can be so toxic at times with relatives or with friends and, you know, all this stuff. And then you run across this person that is unbelievable, and you just go, oh, my God, this person has made me feel so good. I love being around them. I just can't wait to see them. I can't wait to hang out with them. And then for the first time, they say, I love you. It is amazing. And that's what he's talking about in this song, because he needed that. I needed that. And to hear someone say, I love you, to me, is good. It is good. Man, the timing of that was so good. So anyway, you know, I just had to share that. You know, because right now, and I'm about to tell you something that's a little sad. My friend, I went and been praying for it last night. And so, you know, we just praying for him and his family, his wife. And, you know, it's just, you know, the body only can take but so much. The body only can take but so much. And, you know, and he tried. And so that's why I want to encourage as many of our brothers and sisters who think they don't have to get the shot, get vaccinated. You know, you need to rethink that maybe. You know, because I don't, you know, this guy is younger than the same. And he just didn't need it. Didn't think he needed it. And it just, we'll see what happens is that if you have any other compromising thing happening in your body, when the coronavirus comes, it will attack those things as well and make it more difficult for your body to handle the coronavirus and the other things that it's been already dealing with. So please, please, let's take care of each other. Take care of yourselves, please. And yourself, but also love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, as your brother, you know, do it for your friends. Do it for people that you love and care about, you know. Take care of yourself, you know, because not only are you taking care of yourself, but you're taking care of others. And so I hope that you guys take it serious. So rest in peace, my brother, and God bless you and be with you. And man, oh, man, I was looking so forward to just hanging out with him and teasing him after he got better, but his body just couldn't handle it anymore, and so he slipped away last night. So God bless you. But anyway, so let's remember how important love is, and love somebody, you know, and tell someone you love them. If you care about people and you know, just let them know. Never know when we may get the opportunity again. All right? So, here we go on Soul Out Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts. Hold on! Hold on. Well. You know, guys, we have to tell you that I have our special guest online right now. So before I go to the next gentleman. Hello, who do we have on area code 347? Oh. Roof? Hello, who is that? Hello, is anybody there? I hear you in the back. I see you there. All right, well, you're not going to say anything? Come on,
oh,
guys.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. If I knew how to operate the mute button, then I would say something, but, you know, I am awful. This is your sister, Denise Wilkinson from the Ladies of Sky. How are you, Wardell?
I am highly flavored, and I'm so glad to hear your voice. How are you guys? I heard the dog. The dog was talking.
Yeah,
you have a dog in the background?
Always talking. And you better hope that FedEx or UPS don't come by this house, because he will not only run to the door. He starts at the window on the couch. He spies them, and if they look like they're coming anywhere near our door, he runs over there. We have a French door that he has ripped the glass out, and so we didn't even bother to replace it because he's done it twice. And he's able to pull the door open, Wardell.
Wow. Whoa.
The Wonder Dog. We call him Zeus the Wonder Dog. But anyway.
That's my idea. I love it. Well, the Ladies of Sky here on Solar Records Radio today. And also, I guess Austin is around somewhere, right?
Yes, Austin is right here. And
hey,
he told
hey,
us that we would get a chance to speak with each other. Come on, Austin, say hi to Wardell.
Hey, Wardell, right here in the house, man. What's going on?
What's up, my brother? Hey, you know, I'm just so excited because, you know, we have a good timing thing going on between you and I, Austin.
And sure so, do, man.
Yeah,
sure do.
Yeah. It's all about timing in the music industry, right? It's all about timing. As a drummer, I had to make sure I locked that pocket. And so I, you know, now, you know, here it is. You just popped in my head. I was like, I need to call Austin and see what's going on with the Ladies of Sky. That's all I said. And I don't even know where it came from. And then you started telling me this amazing situation. So I would like, you know, for the listeners to know what's going on with the Ladies of Sky. And so Denise or Austin, whoever want to kind of share what you guys are up to, because it sounds amazing to me.
Well, thank you. I have to tell you, when we interviewed with you, with all three of us, we told you that we had a big surprise coming up. And guess what? You get to be the first that we get to announce this to. So on Saturday, October 9th, we are going to finally be able to put on our virtual entertainment program, which is going to be between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and it can be accessed through Eventbrite, and all you have to do is put in an evening with the Ladies of Sky, and you will be able to access our program. It will contain a live performance with the Ladies of Sky. There will be a world premiere of our music video for our ballad, When You Touch Me. I think this is the first time, Wardell, that it's ever been done. It's the first time that a classic R&B group has reached back to an album, a song that they made 40 years ago, and have actually created a music video. And we are also going to have a Join the Band celebration, and your listeners and those who join the program will be able to actually play their Sky Zoos with the Ladies of Sky. We're going to try to have the largest online kazoo band.
Oh my goodness gracious.
It is going to be a phenomenal evening. There'll also be a Q&A with the Ladies of Sky. And I tell you, it's something we've been waiting for to do since last year, but I had to make sure I had all the proper clearances, you know, about that.
Yep.
And all of
music.
That is done, finished, and done. And so we are just beside ourselves to be able to, you know, give you this exclusive on the start of this amazing, amazing program. So looking forward to having you join us as well as your listeners join us. It's going to be so much fun, I promise.
What's the date?
So the date again is Saturday, October 8th. Excuse me, Saturday, October the 9th. And we are going to from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And you can go on Eventbrite. I'm just trying to make sure I have it. It's Eventbrite and Evening with the Ladies of Sky. And if anybody has any issues, I'm going to shoot you the flyer with all the details. One of the things we're also excited about, Wardell, is we have partnered with a nonprofit organization called Girls Live, Love, Laugh. So everyone should know that joining the concert via Zoom is free. All you have to do is, they say purchase a ticket, but the tickets are free. However, we're asking everyone who does join us, they're going to get to buy a kazoo from our longtime partner, Kazoobie Kazoos. And when you go on that website, you'll have an opportunity to make a donation to this wonderful, wonderful organization called Girls Live, Love, Laugh. And after all, me and my sisters are just big girls. You know, we're just in larger bodies. We're little girls by nature. But we thought it important to give back. And we're asking people to give a small donation to that organization. They work with young girls here in Newark, New Jersey, between the ages of 6 and 13, and they assist them with all that essential information that young black, brown girls need. You know what I mean? Hygiene, etiquette, you know, education, academics, all of that stuff, they cover it all. And I'm really happy to partner with Allison James, who's founded that organization. And so you can get details, you know, on all of this. But again, it's a free concert. We're just asking everybody to donate to that. And then come on to you know, come on to the concert. Let's have some fun. You know what I mean?
Amen. So let me just say, see if I can, if I'm saying this right. Girls Live, Love, Laugh. Is it and laugh or just laugh?
Nope, it's Girls Live, Love, Laugh. And
okay.
You can go on the website, on their website, and you will be able to kind of get a little bit of background on them. I chose them because there are so many other organizations that do good work with young people and young girls in particular, because, you know, we're living in what I feel are trying times for young girls and young men as well. This time around, we're really just trying to do something for the girls. And I was so enamored of the efforts that she has done in terms of working with them in the early stages of life in particular, because, you know, it sets a tone for their success as they move forward in life. You know what I mean? And that's the thing that we want to support, you know, as the Ladies of Sky. That's something that's really, really important to us. So, yes, by all means, go to Eventbrite and Evening with the Ladies of Sky, eventbrite.com and Evening with the Ladies of Sky. You get to order your kazoos on kazoos.com. And you'll see the official Sky Zoo. Now, don't be just getting any old kazoo. Now, you could do that. But
you want to
make sure you get your official Ladies of Sky kazoo, and you'll be able to also make your donation to girlslivelovelaugh.org. And, hey, it's just going to be a fun time. We're all going to have a good time that evening, I promise you.
Okay, so, and .org.
Okay. Yes. GirlsLiveLoveLaugh.org. Yes. But again, we have a Kazoobie Kazoos. I have to give them super props. They came up with the idea of pairing a contribution matrix on their website. So when you go to kazoos.com, you'll see an option to order your kazoo, which you have to pay for the kazoo and you have to pay for the shipping of the kazoo. However, they also have an option there. If you order, if you make a donation to Girls Live, Love, Laugh, they will give you a free kazoo, which is the little unit that you put on the end of the kazoo to make it look like a bugle.
Oh, my goodness. So, right.
Yes. And another thing I want to mention to you, Wardell, we've had a 40-year association with Kazoobie Kazoo. When we first did the song Sky Zoo, they were the suppliers back in 1979. Of our official Sky Kazoos.
Wow.
40 years? Yes. So now, 40 years later, here we are, the ladies of Sky, still associated with Kazoobie Kazoo. And they supported our 2007 Guinness World Record attempt at the largest kazoo band by making the kazoos available. And now, again, they're partnering with us for this particular event. So I just hope your listeners have a chance to join us, because I promise you, it's not going to be like any other virtual event that you've taken, you know, that any of you have taken part in. Trust me, we've got some super, super duper surprises for everyone.
That's going to be awesome. Already posted. I copied the link from Austin that he posted, and I posted it inside the Solar Records Radio group page so everyone could see it and follow it. And then I just put up the other girls live love laugh .org on my page as well. And so I want to ask you. So I see a lot of our friends, you know, are trying to do gigs, and then these gigs get canceled, and I see a lot of frustration. But the best part that I see is that people really want to get together again, and entertainers want to entertain, and it's just. It's heartbreaking to watch this movement. I mean, how does it make you feel? I mean, you know, knowing, you know, that your friends are out there and then their gigs get canceled and, you know, because there's not enough people bought tickets because of the pandemic and, you know, but they want to get out there. It's like it's a crazy dynamic. Like, I want to go, but I can go. And so how does that affect you guys?
Well, you know, it's deeply, deeply concerning from two sides of the spectrum. First side of the spectrum is from the artist's point of view. You know, we're all out here chomping at the bit to be able to get out and do what we love doing, number one.
Right.
And so you're limited, even for ourselves. People may or may not realize there are deep concerns when it comes to our own health and safety, because think about it, we have to come behind maybe others on the bill with the microphones, and so there have to be certain protocols in place to keep the artist safe. But I do also understand it from the perspective of the audiences, because we have the issues of vaccinations. To be vaccinated or not be vaccinated, and I really respect everyone's right of choice, you know, when it comes to that. And you still, on the bottom line end, don't feel necessarily safe to come out into, especially either an enclosed arena situation or even an outdoor arena, because I've seen some situations where these outdoor concerts, they just look a little crowded to me. You know, and so certain discerning individuals, Wardell, are going to be less likely to want to attend an event where they just don't feel safe. So it's really, really a bit of a trying time, and it's a roll of the dice. You have to be really concerned with your own safety. You know, wear your mask, whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. If you choose to go out to events, wear your mask. But as you stated, some dates have had to be canceled because of the lack of interest. Others are canceled. I know for a fact one particular artist right now is dealing with COVID. And so they had to cancel all of their dates again. You know what I mean? So it's hard to put our finger on the solution, but I think we all just have to take a mindset of being extra, think about being extra nice, think about being kinder, think about being more generous if that's available to you, to ease some of the anxiety that people are going through. That's my personal feeling. You know, I've made extreme efforts to just, I'm a hugger anyway, so with my mask, I'm still hugging people. I don't know if that may or may not be the
right,
answer,
right,
but
right.
You know, human touch has been in short supply, you know, and so, you know, give a good smile, give a wink, give something to let folks know that humanity still does indeed exist, you know?
Amen to that. I love it. I love it. And so we're talking to Denise from Get Tuned In. And man, oh man, that's awesome, Denise. Thank you for breaking that down, because this is a very serious time, and I love your words of wisdom all the time. Every single time you come on, you feel like a sister that you know, that I could, you know, call my sister and say, hey, what do you think about this and what do you think about that? And I just really trust the words. I feel your heart in your statement. So, and that's always good. So thank you. Thank you so much. You and your husband are amazing people, and I'm blessed to know you guys. I want to read a question to you from overseas. It says, how important is music in the promotion of good causes?
Oh, well, I think music is at the forefront of that, which is kind of proven by how musicians have always been involved. You know, when you think about, let's just go to We Are the World. I mean, that was sort of a pinnacle concert that brought musicians together, you know, for a world cause. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to really say that we could do things on such a grand scale, but I know for us in particular, it was critical for us to align ourselves with, as I said, an organization that may not be getting as much attention as some of the other organizations. Corporate sponsors, you know, come behind a lot of these good foundations and nonprofits, and so those are the ones that tend to thrive a little bit more. But for us, you know, it was important to kind of go local and to identify. As a matter of fact, it was funny, the woman who runs this organization even lives in my neighborhood. She doesn't live too far from me, and I've never met her personally. But, yes, musicians ought to definitely align themselves with things that they feel in conscience and in good conscience they can support. You know, I won't say that I support everything out there, but children, anything involving young people, their education, you know, the furtherance of their health issues. We have some other initiatives that my sisters and I are thinking about down the line that kind of branch off from, you know, the girls' situation in particular, mental health issues, women's issues. All of these things, you know, require larger voices to get behind and maybe, you know, trumpet them and make them more known to people who otherwise would not pay much attention. But, yeah, musicians definitely need to get behind good causes and hopefully bring attention to, you know, the issues and assist those who are in a position to help those girls. You know what I mean? Or to help those, that particular
group. Yeah, it says, I mean, it's one of the questions is kind of got me struck here. That's why are people more charitable when music is involved? And I was like, well, is that a fact? Is that really a fact? And it says they usually include music as a part of the charity shows. Makers makes people feel good, I think. So I'm reading online stuff that people are posting here.
I find that to be a very interesting observation. Well, because some people, as you know, Wardell, are really tuned into music, you know, from the depths of their soul. You know what I mean? And that's why they call some people fans, because it comes from the word fanatics, whether people realize it or not. That's why I prefer to call people who follow us friends and family. You know, I'll put fans on the end. Because I would just prefer to be viewed as a regular person who just has a particular talent, and if you enjoy it and it brings you happiness, you know, then that's great. You know, I don't want you to just go to the end of the planet, you know. But for people who are deeply moved by the artists and the music that they produce, if we're driving the car of that, you know, of that particular mindset, by all means, I'm going to open the door and let them all get in, and let's just go to that place where we're doing good. I'm all for that. If that's what it takes. And again, some people just don't think about, or they're weary and leery about giving to certain organizations because they're not quite sure, you know, whether they're really doing what they say. I would think skepticism may come into play in some areas. And in others, people just don't think about it. You know, they don't think to say, well, you know, even $10 or $15 or $20, $25, the smallest of contributions sometimes can make the biggest difference. Maybe they don't feel they can give, you know, enough to make a difference. But that does add up. It adds up. And that's why we have like this wide berth of monetary options: $5, $10, $15, $20. You know, we're not making it out of the box. And if someone wants to give more, then they can give it directly to the organization, you know, themselves. So there are a variety of reasons why people don't give. But if music moves you to do that, then you know, I applaud you for having that mindset.
Yes. Okay, so this one's kind of fun. It says, can I buy a mask for the gazoo? Buy a mask with a hole in it for the gazoo.
Well, you know what? I want that person to be sure that they get be on that event right. And if they can identify themselves as with their mask and their kazoo, I'm going to make sure we put them on camera. Okay? How about that?
Oh, man, that's good. That is good.
Ooh, that's good. Oh, can he buy a mask with a little hole for his kazoo? Well, since it's a virtual event, I'm assuming he's going to be in the comfort of his or her own home. But believe you me, if you want to do that, please get that information to me through Wardell. And I'm going to put you on the Zoom so that we all can see, okay? Because I like that. I like that thinking.
So we need to get some masks that says the Lady of Sky. And then you know, he need to have that on top, right? And then have his
Let me say this, Wardell. You can't even imagine what we've gone through just to put what we've already put on the list together, and it has been quite the undertaking. This has actually been almost 8 months in the making. A lot of the footage that we shot was done last summer. to believe it or not. And so, yeah, if the, now we got to add masks at the 11th hour. I mean, I don't even have that.
Well, you know, the thing, and I thought, you know, I thought the mask would be like on their way out. And Lord have mercy. I was just, you know, I'm a chaplain, right? So I'm at the hospital. I had to go to the hospital and pray for my brother. And the nurse, the charge nurse said, you know, sir, you should always wear a mask. Even, you know, when you're out, no matter what, it shouldn't, you know, shouldn't be a question about it, because not only are you protecting yourself, you're protecting your friends and the other people around you. And she said, unfortunately, we thought it was about to come to an end too. And here we are now, you know, back in full swing. So, yeah, the mask swing. So, yeah, you might have to add that.
Yeah, they're not over. And, I, you know, Wardell, I share your sentiments. I was so hopeful that we would be on the tail end of it too. But please take note that, you know, businesses, everything is ramping back up. I know here in New Jersey, New York, the outdoor seating for restaurants, you know, is just at an all-time high. And it's a concept that we're all thinking is not going to go away, because, you know, you still have to be cautious and be careful. And I just saw online there's another new kind of mask that this guy is, has developed now, where it's easier to breathe and you can see the water droplets fall off. But, you know, it's all being redesigned for greater comfort, because think about it. Kids in school have to wear the masks all day, and it becomes very uncomfortable for a lot of people. So, you know, I share your sentiment. I had that it would all be over by now, too. You know, we're talking about a big country here, you know, and we're just talking about our we're not talking about a worldwide situation, you know. Yeah, it will protect yourself. It will protect others.
Yes.
We just don't know what's out here for us. So we have to, you know, my dad used to have this expression, use the judgment of a sound mind. And a sound mind looks at the facts, it looks at the information, and it makes a decision based upon that for the good of not only your personal self, but for those around you.
I have a tough question for you. Really tough question. This is husband and wife stuff, or husband and husband, you know, whatever it is. This is between two mates, all right? And the question, the question is, if one mate believes we need to wear a mask and the other mate believes, no, I'm not wearing a mask, what, how do you deal with that kind of dynamic? I mean, I know how I would deal with it, but I'm just, you know, it's that, and so what I see most of the time, just so you know, this is that the weaker one tends to follow the stronger one, with the one with the stronger opinion. And I think that's such a terrible place to be. I think it's such a terrible dynamic, because we're not just talking about, you know, wearing different color pants or different shirts or wearing the same shirt or same pants. We're talking about life and death here. We're talking about life and death. So what do you think would be the how would you deal with that if you had to deal with that?
Well, you know, in relationships, Michael, there are some things that can be compromised, where, you know, one yields and the other submits, and one, you know what I'm saying? But I think in a situation where one says mask, one says no mask, I would hope that there's each individual comes with a strength of heart and mind to stand for what they feel is right, and that the other mate respects that. Because, you know, like in any relationship, I don't know, Austin and I don't always agree on things, but I don't necessarily expect you to come to my side of the fence because, you know, I think a certain way. So when it comes to the mask, no mask situation, so that person, hey, if you decide you don't want to wear a mask, you know, we're going to talk it out. You know what I'm saying? Right. We're going to have the conversation. The conversation is going to be had because that's how we kind of know who's on what side of the situation and get clarity about it. And in some cases, you know, it's just like with the vaccine, no vaccine. In the beginning, I was very adamant about all people need to just do it. But then as I started to, you know, you're informed by information. And so I started to see that for some people, they can't take it. You know, may have immunocompromised one way or another. Some are immunocompromised to the point where they can't take it, and some are immunocompromised where they need to take it. You know, it's kind of a disparity there. You know, which almost doesn't make sense, but it depends on what your personal situation might be. Then you have people who have religious reasons. And so that's something I'm definitely not going to cross the threshold on because I respect that if that's your thought process. When it comes to the mask situation, this is the thing. If I'm the person that believes in the mask, I'm going to put my mask on. I'm good because I have my mask on. You know what I'm saying? Pray that the person who chooses not to do it, you know, other than, you know, for whatever reason, I just pray that they don't run into a situation where that mindset is tested. You get COVID.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's where I'm sure that I have seen so many cases on the news of people who have lost loved ones. And they said, I wish I would have gotten the vaccine. I wish we would have done it. And that's heartbreaking.
That is.
Nobody wants to be in that position. You know what I mean? And then the flip side of that is the fake vaccine card holders. You know what I'm saying? I had a discussion with a guy the other day, a couple of weeks ago, and I said, listen, if you don't want to if you don't want to get the vaccine, I respect that. But don't perpetrate a fraud.
Right. Don't fake the phone.
You know what I'm saying? If that's what you feel that you shouldn't take it, fine. But don't perpetrate a fraud for those out of us out here who kind of relying on the fact that people are being honest about that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Come on. If you're going to stand by your decision not to get vaccinated, then what are you carrying the card for? That just doesn't make sense to me. that doesn't make sense. You know, stand up for what you believe in and be guided accordingly, you know.
Exactly. And do the right thing. Exactly. Do the right thing.
And do the right thing. You know, I think part of the problem also with this particular disease is that people have politicized it. I think it's just the stupidest thing. You know, why is this an issue of this party or that party? This is a public health issue. You know, Wardell, I know you remember. You remember measles? Remember mumps?
Yes. I have. Yeah.
Remember polio? I had it too.
And the funny thing, check this out. The funny thing to me is my daughter-in-law, she does not want to get the shot. And so one day we're talking and she was like, Mom, You had the measles and you had the mumps, all that? And she goes, yeah. She says, well, I never had that. She says, because I got you vaccinated. And you should see the face like, oh. See, that's a reality check, young lady.
The thought process doesn't carry over.
You know what I'm saying? Why?
People don't carry over the concept that those diseases, they're not eradicated, but they're minimized, and they're highly contagious, by the way, but they're minimized because of the initiation of vaccines.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And nobody's carrying that thought process over to, you know, COVID-19 in particular. Because the other thing is, if you know your science, COVID's been around forever. But this particular strain of has become problematic.
Yeah, it's really for me. I mean, I've never experienced anything like this that was so deadly, and so many people make excuses of, oh man, you know how many people die from, you know, getting the flu every year, and I go, you know what, that hasn't stopped me from going any place. The flu never, they never told me I had to stay in the house if I didn't get a flu shot. And I mean, this is a whole nother world here. This is something completely different. And, you know, some people choose not to believe that. And then they end up dying. I go, and it's just like, was it really, really that worth that? You know, and so anyway, but I know, I just don't want to, you know, there's a commercial. I don't know if you remember that commercial a long time ago, a car commercial, and the guy pulls up to pick up this other person, and he looks at him and says, do you have such and such insurance? And they says, no. And they go, oh, well, I can't take that risk. Keep on moving. I can't take that. That's what it is. I just don't want to take that risk. I don't want to take that risk. But everybody has the right, like you said, if you don't want to, that's fine, but don't fake it like you did get it. And, you know, you're out there exposing people and yourself. You know, that is dangerous, and people are dying because of that. And then they go,
now that's
you know.
You literally have to use your brain and say there's a high possibility that you will contract it. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is,
absolutely,
it doesn't knock on the door and say, hello, it's me. You know what?
Exactly. Yes.
You don't get an announcement about it. You know, the next thing you know, you're like, wait a minute, I'm not feeling quite right, you know. and so, you know, I just hope that they continue to move forward with, you know, with everybody being careful, because I think the whole being cautious, wearing the masks, washing your hands. Let's not forget about hand washing, shall we?
Right.
And just, you know, sanitizing and keeping things cleaner. Because I'm noticing even in restaurants now, you know, just think about this. When I think about this, I'm like, you got the contactless menus now, and you've got the people cleaning the entire, wiping and disinfecting the table after other people leave. I don't know, why wasn't we doing that before? You know what I mean?
Well, some things are not going to go back. They're going to stay just like people working from home. Some offices are not going. You know, people are going to just stay home and work. So, you know. But by the way, that's Don Fleming in the house. How you doing, Don?
I am good, Don, man.
I heard another voice in the background. How
I'm good. How are you, Denise?
I'm doing just fine. I can't complain. Things are going very well.
I'm just here enjoying y'all wisdom. So, you know, don't let me get in the way of that. I love hearing your gems and everything. But I just wanted to, I'm just glad you acknowledged me, Wardell Zelda. I'm here enjoying you guys. So just let me know. If I need to say something, just let me know. But I'm enjoying your conversation.
I feel the same way. Okay.
Okay.
That's Austin.
Austin
in the back. Let's
hey, Austin. How's it going?
I'm good.
Good. So I just, you know, for people like Don or someone who just tuned in, we are on the phone with Denise from Ladies of Sky and Austin as well. So, Don Fleming here as well. So I just want to say, Denise, thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom, and thanks. We look forward to October the 9th, right? October the 9th.
Yes, October the 9th, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Go on Eventbrite, an evening with the Ladies of Sky. Feel free to contact
I might have to come up there.
If things aren't working out, let him know, and then you can let us know, and we'll make it all right, because we want to try to have as many folks join us as possible. We miss our audiences. We miss, and this is giving us an opportunity to touch everybody coast to coast. You know what I mean? North to south, east to west, coast to coast. It's our way of being able to, you know, let folks know that we're still here, and we want to know, you know, that you guys are all still out here as well. So I love you, Wardell. You know, I can't wait to see you face-to-face, darling. We're going to make that happen. We're going to make it happen.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we are. We're going to do our thing. And thank you so much for being such a wonderful blessing to us here at Soul Records Radio, and thanks for your career as well. You guys' music, oh my God, we'll live on forever. It is just amazing.
Yes, indeed.
And every
indeed.
It is amazing. And so, you know, my hat's off to you guys. You guys have had a wonderful career, and you're still continuing with it. And this is beautiful. And Don, I want you to know that this is a virtual concert. It's going to be online, and I posted it inside the group, Don, so you could, you know, click on the link and stuff, and you can be right there with them.
Bet.
You got to get your kazoo. You got to get your kazoo.
Yes, I'm encouraging everyone to get the kazoos. Order those kazoos at least by September 29th, because it takes 3 to 5 days shipping depending on where you are. So I'm urging everyone, like, do that first. You know what I'm saying? Get your ticket. All of the information will pop up, but the kazoos are available. And try to order those by September the 29th, because they're in South Carolina. And they want to be sure that they can get them shipped out to everyone so that they can have them on hand. So you can play your Skyzoo.
Skyzoo. I love it.
Well, thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Is there anything else Denise or Austin would like to say before we can let you go?
No, we're just always, always glad to have support from you. And you know, it's just been really... We're excited as to what the new year is going to bring. Like I mentioned before, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, December 11th, at the August Wilson African Cultural Center. It'll be us, Cameo, Steve Arrington, and there's one more surprise guest coming up. I'll keep you posted on that.
Oh, wow. When is that?
That's December 11th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Hopefully far enough out that everything, you know what I mean, begins to kind of stay on the status quo. And I mean, we got a lot of other little projects going on. We got, of course, the new song "Love at First Sight" that Austin and I wrote that's still out there on streaming, and we working on another new song. And we're about to do some new beautiful glam pictures. You know, we're going to update the photos. So. You know, Austin got us working us half to death out here, Wardell. That's what I want. I want the people to know.
I love it. Love it.
Yes, Austin has got us out here doing every kind of thing that could possibly be done.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're loving it. Me and my sisters, really, we enjoy what we do so much. We were rehearsing last night and just laughing and giggling. Like, again, we're just little girls at heart anyway. So a lot of stuff just up. And, again, thank you, Wardell. Thank you, Don, for supporting everything that we've done. And I love, you know, I really appreciate the very kind things that you said, Wardell. That means a lot, sweetheart.
Oh, well, you know, this is just the start of a romance between Soul Records Radio.
I saw what you did there.
The ladies,
I love it.
It was so good. Well, thank you, and you guys have a blessed one, okay?
All right,
y'all,
Mike.
Be safe. Be safe out there. Love you guys.
Okay.
All right, be good, guys.
Bye-bye.
Start of a romance. Could this be start of a romance? Oh, I can't believe.
Is that classic Philly right there? I love that, man.
Oh, yes, trying to make a fool out of me. That's the Delphonics right there holding it down. And man, oh, man, oh, man, I love those guys. I love their music. And, you know, I just want you to know that the way that they got their name, they were trying to find a name that was hip and what was happening back in the day, what was going on. And do you remember the they got their name from, you remember how they had the stereo systems back in the high, what did they call those, the phonics? And that's where they got their name from. They created the
nice.
Phonics because of that. Yeah, so it's just what a wonderful history those guys had. And Poogie singing with that high falsetto all the time. My wife goes, but that sounds like a girl to me. It's a girl, isn't it? I go, no. He's way up there, and he's hitting it high. He's hitting those notes, man. And he just has such a beautiful, beautiful falsetto that, yeah, it don't even sound like a man. It just sounds like a beautiful voice. But, you know, we all know it's a guy, except for my wife. She thinks it's a girl. Yeah. So, and before that, I played Dynasty, my group, Dynasty. Do me right. And we just had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun recording that one and performing that one live. It's always good to do that. And,
I love the fact that, you know, just Dynasty, just that whole vibe. You know, with that album, you know, that Adventures in the Land of Music album, of course, the Do Me Right, the you know, I Just Begun to Love You and the Love and the, Well, I guess that was the next album, Love in the Fast Lane, but I was it Next Adventure, right? But I just love the dynamics of just that those whole albums that Dynasty used to have, man. So I'm still in love with it. I'm
Thank
still
you.
In love with the music, man. Still in love with it.
Love it.
Yes, that deserves clap. Yes.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. And so to start the block off, it was the start of a romance by the ladies of Sky. And we just like to thank Denise and Austin for coming on and just sharing, you know, what they're up to and what they're doing. We love them. They're definitely family of Solar Records Radio. We appreciate them very, very much. And so thanks, guys. We appreciate you. Have a blessed and wonderful rest of your week. As tomorrow, we will be celebrating the sound of Los Angeles.
The legacy and the sound, yes.
Yes.
You know what, though, Wardell?
Yes, sir.
But you know what, though? Yo, we want to remind everybody again, it's 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we got about another 32 minutes left. We got about 32 minutes left of the show, man. And let's go ahead and go into some music, man. I want to take you back to the Bicentennial. I want to take you back to 1976, one of the first interviews that I've had on my radio show. This is the lovely Candy Staton. Young Hearts Run Free. Guys, keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
Busy loving every woman that he can. Hey, baby, I'm thinking of you. Hey, baby, I'm thinking of you tonight.
You gave me your heart, I gave you my mind, but a true love affair we could never find. Although I want you bad, I can let you go, cause there's a lot of girls out there that won't say no. So true is the fact that I want you, Jackie. I want you more than human eyes to see. But you had me got killing, trying to make a killing. Thought about the dollars I make and you were willing to be with me, probably be. But with a bad attitude, I can't compete. Now you know my name, now I know your name. You wanna be with me, you gotta be the same way that another girl would be. And if you wanna be with me,
Wardell's like, you want to do this block? So I had to hook that up. That was music from Bobby Brown. Of course, Don't Be Cruel. The title song, Don't Be Cruel, of course. Before that, I had to give you a little flavor from 1995 music from Blackstreet and SWV. Tonight's the Night, the remix, and of course, started off the block from 1976, the lovely Miss Candy Staten, Young Hearts, Run Free. Got about another 17 minutes left, but again, we want to thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with us. Of course, Wardell, Denise Wilkinson, of course, from Sky, the ladies from Sky. You know, I was on the phone earlier, so I couldn't really get on the show just yet. So once I got on, man, it was just magic just to hear her. And shout out to Austin and of course Dolores and Bonnie. Oh man, and definitely I definitely want to get my Sky Zoo.
Yes. Much love to all those guys. And we are just blessed, you know, to have, you know, artists calling in and sharing their stories and what they're up to and what they're doing and just keeping, you know, all of us aware of what's going on with their careers. We really appreciate that. And Austin's real cool, brother. So, Yeah, so we got about another 16 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank everybody. Thanks, Greg, for the flyers, and thanks, Astrid, for the postings, and, you know, and thanks to Don Fleming for hanging out, and Denise and Austin for, you know, spending some time with us, giving us some words of wisdom. Thanks, Denise, for that. We appreciate you. You're like a big sister. You know, keep us posted. You know, somebody you could turn to. I appreciate that very much. And so, but anyway, guys, we tomorrow, don't forget, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It'll be Friday, and we're going to kick off the weekend, the Solar Weekend. We're celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. And so come hang out with us. And then Saturday, Solar Wants to Dance. And then Sunday, we're going to just praise our Heavenly Father. And then the week starts all over again. So thank you so much for, you know, supporting our station. And Don, I need to talk to you later because we need to do a conference call and with a couple of people. And so we're working on some new things here, Solar Records Radio. Y'all keep us in your prayers and help us as we are going to try to expand our wings and fly a little higher.
I like that.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, you guys take care, and we'll play a few more songs here. Until then, may God be with you and be safe.
And check me out tonight. Check me out tonight.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about it.
Oh, man, yeah. Coming up tonight, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Throwback Thursday, kind of like Throwback Thursday now, but Throwback Thursday at 8 p.m. tonight. So it's Throwback Thursday night with yours truly and, of course, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. hanging out. So keep it locked. The Solar Records Radio for that.
And this music is funky. Lord, have mercy. And then later on, we got Goldie Mac.
Goldie Mac, yes. Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapjack. So tune in tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and tune in for that. Again, not only one, not only two, but three shows tonight. So make sure you guys tune in and hang out tonight on my show. And, of course, definitely check out Goldie Mac's.
All right. Okay, guys. God bless you. Let's keep you focused.
All right.
you know that we can't worry about the things they say. They can't change the way we feel. No, what we have is more than they'll ever know. 'Cause what we have is so real. Alright, I can't go a single day without doing all the things that you did. Oh no. Girl, you make a blind man see. My eyes are open now. I want you here with me. You believe in love. I will never let you down. Oh no. In love. I will always be right there. Ever since that day I laid my eyes on you, I knew you were the one for me. Oh yeah. Well, it does the lightning strike the same place twice. I'd be a fool if I ever let you be. Girl, never in this whole wide world could I ever find a woman like you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to waste your time in worry. Girl, I'm here to stay. I ain't going no place, girl. You believe in love. I will never let you down, baby. Oh, no. Oh, baby. I will always be right there, sure. Tell me, don't you? Don't you? Never in this whole wide world would I ever find a woman like you, baby. You don't have to waste your time in a worry. Girl, I'm here to stay.
Walking out the door.